Howdy, folks. You know, automobiles are getting smaller every day. I just saw one advertisement that said, a car to fit any purse. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment. Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time. And, you know, it was just 32 years ago today that the late Henry Ford announced that his company was quitting the manufacture of the famous Model T, the once famous Tin Lizzie, he called it. After all those years, you still see an occasional Lizzie rolling down the street like a spry old lady who may not be dressed up in the latest style Fenders, but who can still dance a lively jig if she has to. I remember riding in some of those early cars. Oh, the gas tank was under the front seat, and to fill it, you had to take out the cushion, you remember? And the real early cars started with a crank, usually under the radiator in front. And sometimes it would kick or backlash. And that meant a cracked arm sometimes, too. That's about the only accidents they had in the early days. Except, of course, occasionally you'd crank the car when it was still in gear and you'd get knocked down and run over. But nothing serious, though. And you didn't have spare tires. Oh, no. When you got a puncher, you fixed it right there with a tool kit you carried under the seat cushion. And then you pumped up the tire by hand and hoped the air wouldn't leak out before you got home. And if the rains came while you were driving, you just stopped and put up the side curtains. The water leaked in, of course, but as long as the motor kept going, who cared? when we look back, those cars of the 20s seem pretty primitive. But at the time, they were about the most wonderful thing in a man's life since the invention of girls. Well, we're going to get our music rolling now, and first off, we've got the Jack Halloran Quartet, joined by Marion Morgan, and they're singing Don't Give Up the Ship.
Shipmates, stand together, don't give up the ship. There are stormy weather, we won't give up, we won't give up the ship. Friends and pals forever, it's a long, long trip. If you have to take a lick and carry on and quit your kicking, don't give up the ship. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy. And carry on and put your kick and don't give up the ship.
Don't give up the ship. And there's another saying, you remember, keep ship shape. Keep neat and tidy. Well, chewing double mint gum after meals, that helps tidy up your mouth and teeth after eating. Yes, sir, that healthful chewing, that helps keep your teeth clean so they're looking their prettiest. And a good taste in double mint, it gives your whole mouth a cool, refreshed, clean feeling that you'll enjoy. You be sure you chew it after every meal. Healthful, delicious double mint gum. Well, Marion has a song for us, I see. It's You Made Me Love You.
didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew, I guess you always knew. You made me happy sometimes, and you made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. Give me what I cry for. You've got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Oh, that's going to be pretty hard to follow, Marion, but being as how it's buttram bonus time, I'll take a stab at it here. I just want to mention, though, that your store always has delicious double mint gum for you. With the word double mint, it's spelled out real plain, D-O-U-B-L-E-M-I-N-T, double mint. And when you chew it, you'll spell it D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S, delicious. You try it. Now let's try today's buttram bonus. You know, a great many of our fine young men and women are going to be graduated from schools around the country next month. And for today's buttram bonus, I want to make some gift suggestions. Because graduation day, you know, that's something like a birthday to a graduate. Of course, there's one gift that each graduate would like to get. But who can afford to give a sports car? The secret of graduation day is to give gifts that'll fit the life work that the young person has planned for himself. I know I'll never forget Aunt Della gave me a hammock. I've used it to help myself meditate and think and loaf ever since. I remember another aunt gave me a handsome leather box to carry celluloid collars in. And I happened to know that the general store down home there, they'd run a special sale on collar boxes that week. It kind of took the thrill out of that gift. A nice gift for a girl graduate's a cookbook. The girls there, they're all planning on the same career anyway, and a cookbook fits right into what they hope is their future. The one thing every graduate always likes to get is mint leaves. You know, those pieces of paper from the United States Mint? And since most graduates have had higher mathematics, well, of course, they like bills with higher numbers on them. They understand them better. I'm kind of stumped, though, for a gift for my neighbor's boy. He's one of those young fellows who has everything. Dandruff, tired blood, hang nails, everything. I was going to get him a one-way ticket to some place way off somewhere, but his folks are getting him one of those. I'll say this, though. Our young graduates should be well acquainted with a treat that's graduated into the big time of popularity years ago and has retained its popularity throughout the years. That's double mint chewing gum, of course. Enjoy it often. You'll like it, too. Here's the quartet now and the song, If I Had My Way.
If I had my way, dear, forever there'd be a garden of roses for you and for me. A thousand and one things, dear, I would do just for you, just for you, just for you. If I had my way, we would never grow old, and sunshine I'd bring every day.
You would reign all alone,
like a queen on a throne, if I had my way. You would reign all alone, like a queen on a throne, if I had my way. If I had my way.
Well, that, as the jeweler said when he sold his last watch, is all the time we have today. You folks that enjoy real barbershop harmony, though, you'll want to be with us again tomorrow for sure, because the Hallorans, they're going to sing an all-time favorite, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. And wherever you go, especially shopping this week, remember to get some delicious double mint chewing gum. Buy enough for the whole Decoration Day weekend, too. You know, that's this next weekend, you know. And double mint's a grand treat for holiday enjoyment. All of us on Just Entertainment here would like to welcome the 6 new stations in Michigan to our network. WKMH Detroit, WKMF Flint, WKHM Jackson, WSGW Saginaw, WHLS Port Huron, WLEW Bad Axe, as well as WTOD in Toledo, Ohio, too. Welcome to us, gang. Until tomorrow, I'm Pat Buttram, and I've come to the conclusion that the old hometown is a place where folks are always surprised that you ever got as far as you did. Goodbye now.
Wherever you go, go with radio and the CBS Radio Network. This is KNX Los Angeles urging you to vote as you please, but be sure to vote Election Day tomorrow.
Fly American Airlines' magnificent 707 jet flagships.
The 707s are the fastest, most luxurious, most thoroughly tested planes ever to enter service.
Aboard American's jet flagships, there's no vibration. Noise is reduced to a murmur, so you feel no fatigue. You travel along radar-guided skyways, enjoying the smoothest flight ever.
And you'll find jet flagships truly spacious. There's room to spare in your reclining seat and in the cheerful lounge. Advanced heating, lighting, air conditioning add to your comfort.
And at your destination, American's exclusive baggage expediter system speeds you on your way.
Choose either deluxe Mercury or economical Royal Coachman service on the jet flagships of American, the jet airline.
Now 3 jet flagships daily, nonstop to New York, plus 3 to Chicago. And soon, additional jet service to Boston and Washington, D.C. will be added on American, the jet airline.